Not much of a trip. To start with, I should have had a PowerPoint, but the son's PowerPoint wasn't working, so it doesn't have it installed. So I've just got a list of websites. There's just something I've been trying out in class, but if I start at the beginning, all the children in my class have got their own blogs and wikis and things, and some of the ways that they use them was really amazing me. I'll miss out the first two and go to maybe control to open up. It's not like that. Yes. For example, Anna, this was last year, it was Getting Your Bonfire Night, and I checked her blogs and I noticed it should put this, it's not any play. But she'd made a video herself with the rules of Bonfire Night, and I thought, she's done that all by herself. There was no teaching input, nothing, she researched it and things like that. So I just thought it was amazing. And round about the same time, I heard about Google 20% time. And this is just a wee bit better up there. Apparently Google gives these employees 20% time where they don't have to do their job remit, they can just do something that interests them and they see if it can also benefit the company. So I was telling the class about that, and it really took their imagination. We would go to the computer, sometimes they would log into Google, and the wee Google sign would be moving or doing something, and say, they did that in their Google 20% time. So I said, it was getting near to the end of term, I said, we could try to do that in class. If you could come up with something that you want to research yourself, I'll give you time to do that. So they were all really excited about it. And at the same time, again, must be doing the rounds, because somebody wrote a blog post about the same sort of idea, but he made it more formal. He called it negotiated learning. So I gave that idea to the children, and they were really taken by this. I wrote a blog post about it. So taken by it that the head teacher was listening to him and saying, I think it was the phrase negotiated learning. You know, what are you doing in the library? Oh, we're looking at ideas for our negotiated learning time. And they took off with science ideas and things like that, and they were bringing things in from home. Two boys, I think it was, made a volcano, and two girls made a lava lamp. I've got videos of them on there. But the total magic trick somebody was looking at, but they just did it all by themselves. So that was last year. This year, I've introduced it again to the class as Google 20% time, and again, they're really interested in it. But it's sort of taken a different slant this time. And that one particular boy, he used his 20% time to write stories about football, and he made the stories into a book, and he was doing this in class. So all the other boys were reading his stories, and they were saying, oh, how did you make that book? And we want to write stories about football as well. And I'll link to something else. Another wee boy wanted to learn more. He's actually Chinese. Mum and dad are Chinese, but he was interested in origami, and he knew something about it, but not an awful lot. So he went home and he got ideas off his mum, and then he came back to school and was making all these origami things. So some of the other children in the class joined him and said, oh, can you teach us how to do it? So it's taking on a different slant in that they're almost joining wee groups and teaching each other as well as learning things themselves. Just we made a quick video of Nigel with a class blog when he was making his origami. We're doing a photo of the thing, the photo with Anne. I thought, what can we do for Anne? I know, Nessie. So he demonstrated how he made this Nessie monster out of origami. It's wonderful. I've got what now? I said to the class that I was coming along to talk to about this, and I'd never mentioned negotiated learning to them, that phrase. So I told them about that phrase, what did they prefer? So I said, do you want to call it 20% time, or do you want to call it negotiated learning? So they all negotiated, I don't know what it is about the phrase, but they just loved it, maybe the word learning in it, the big fancy title. So, but the rest of my notes I've just made are the issues that have arisen, is that one issue would be, when do you do this? And I thought, well, there's a few times you could slot it in, for example, in the morning when we do admin, taking dinner money and things like that. They've got wee tasks to do. They could use that half hour for it. We have a golden time on a Friday afternoon, which actually is just used watching videos. They might choose to do the negotiated learning that time. Or maybe if it takes off, maybe it's important enough to give it its own slot in the timetable where you say, no, this is our negotiated learning time and I can justify it. Another issue might be, what if they're all not motivated? What if some children just aren't motivated to do something? So some ways around that might be to brainstorm ideas from the class and have a pool of ideas that can use, or do what's happening in our class just now, just suggest that they join somebody else. Also, a thing that makes it work, I think, is the importance of reporting back after a while. You know, what did you do with your time? You have to tell the class now what it was that you learned in that time. Thank you. That's me.